According to a poll surveying some 400 Hillsborough residents, jobs trump all other issues. Ben Kelly of the Kenny Group, the Denver-based consulting team commissioned to do the survey, says this year's poll results differ vastly from a similar one the firm did in March of 2008. Back then, the number one concern among respondents was taxes. But that was then.
When we did the survey in 2008, in March 2008, the unemployment rate in Hillsborough County was 5%.
Now, the unemployment rate is more than twice that, hovering near 12%. Kelly says the data shows transit is still on most people's minds, though slightly fewer now see it as an issue as opposed to 2008. He says the slumping job market may be behind this as well.
There's a segment of your voting population that is not commuting, and that might be resulting in a downtick in that traffic experience, but it's still 4 out of 5 say that's a serious issue.
Kelly says timing is to blame for the referendum's failure and that pretty much any self-imposed tax would have failed in this political and economic climate. But he says this doesn't mean county residents don't see grinding congestion on Hillsborough roads as a problem.
I would describe this electorate, despite the result on November 2nd, as still pro-transit, but frugal on tax spending for it.
But Karen Jaroche, a member of the anti-tax group No Tax for Tracks, is one of the initiative's most vocal opponents. She calls the Kenny Group poll post-election spin.
They saw the plan and they rejected the plan. Don't be fooled by polls with leading questions that leave ample room for spin doctors.
Today, there's little question among board members of the Tampa Bay Area Regional Transit Authority, or TBARTA, that they still want to remake Bay Area transit. The legislature created TBARTA in 2007 with the intent of developing a transit master plan encompassing 7 West Central Florida counties. It includes the overhaul the failed Hillsborough ballot initiative would have funded. Now, they're looking at a new approach. TBARTA board member Ann Hildebrand, also a Pasco County commissioner, says it's about region.
Collectively, people don't know that there are county lines. I go to Hillsborough, I go to Pinellas, I don't say, oh, I'm crossing into the line, I might get to go on a rail. No, I got to stay on this road here.
She says TBARTA is looking at a multi-county transit referendum when Tampa Bay is ready.
2010 is definitely not the right time, but I'm not talking about 2010. I'm talking in the future that we need to look as a region. And one of the most important things, which I should have said, is that we already have Tampa Bay Water. And that is a perfect example of regionalism that is 6 member governments, the 3 county area and the 3 major cities.
But if voters do approve such a plan, TBARTA says it would need help. Today, Executive Director Bob Clifford says among potential partners are the Florida Department of Transportation, Florida Rail Enterprise, and freight giant CSX. That company has reportedly said it would sell 97 miles of track to TBARTA for use in a passenger rail system. CSX has drawn criticism for overcharging and liability issues in its dealings with the state over the Orlando area SunRail project. Still, Clifford says he sees potential.
It's not just passenger rail. It's also freight rail, and understanding what their needs are and the connectivity of our ports, both in Manatee and Tampa, connectivity with major activity centers from a freight perspective, and how that all ties in.
Another factor officials say underscores the importance of connectivity is the proposed high-speed rail line between Tampa and Orlando, which, if all goes as planned, will be completed in 2015. Clifford says TBARTA could work with the Florida Department of Transportation to utilize shoulder and even as yet non-existent high-occupancy vehicle lanes for buses. He said they could get passengers from the high-speed train's downtown Tampa terminus to other counties.
They're going to the beaches in Pinellas and Manatee and Sarasota counties. They're going up to the north to the Nature Coast. They're going throughout all other places of the region. We have to be able to provide that connectivity in a way that makes the additive of high-speed rail a valuable and useful tool for transportation within the entire region.
Ronnie Duncan, chair of the TBARTA board, says connecting visitors is all well and good, but steps should be taken to improve transit for area residents before the train gets here.
Our citizens need that now, even before 2015. So I guess I would like to see us, in that regard, come back in the December meeting, and with with a timeline.
But the high-speed rail project may face challenges from GOP leadership since it's being funded primarily with federal stimulus dollars. Emboldened by their recent gains, some Republicans have threatened to tell the president thanks but no thanks. TIBARTA board member and Clearwater Mayor Frank Hibbard says there's no point in talking about a bullet train as if it'll be here next week.
Because even though we have received over $2 billion in funding, only about $16 million of that has been spent. So to not put too fine a point on it, we are not pregnant by any stretch of the imagination. And
survey says
we could go backwards.
The board elected to send a resolution to the governor showing its support of the bullet train. Board member Sean Harrison, a Republican state representative from Florida's 60th district, and Dave Russell, a Hernando County commissioner, were that motion's only dissenting votes. From Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.